Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Police are investigating a drive-by shooting that wounded six people in North Philadelphia last evening. It happened at 8th and Clearfield. The youngest person hit is 14. KYW's Tim Jimenez spoke with his aunt.
I heard about at least 12, 13 shots. And then they came and told me one of them was my nephew. Well, a nurse called me from the hospital to get a consent to treat him.
Cops say the boy was hit in the hand. He and five others were wounded around 5:30 last night when police say someone drove by and fired away. All the victims are rushed to the hospital. They are expected to survive.
Now, police say no one has been arrested and they're not sure what led to the shooting. This is the third mass shooting in the city since Thursday. Students at Ben Franklin High School are going back to school today at a temporary location. They had to move because there's asbestos in their building. They are now report to Capara Charter School. KYW's Kim Glovis was there. Students were arriving.
Freshman Tanya Kesh is not happy.
I'm going back to my building.
You don't want to go to this one?
No. I don't know nothing about this building, and I won't go back to my school building.
District spokeswoman Megan Lello says 388 students are expected here.
Eight shuttle buses will be used to get students to and from Ben Franklin. Some will use the Broad Street line. Science Leadership Academy, the other school in that building, will be operating mostly out of the school district building. Some classes will be located at Road of Shalom Synagogue, but that will be phased in gradually. Winter is on the horizon, and now's the time to make sure your house and car are ready for it. Here's KYW's Mike Daugherty.
First things first, crank up the thermostat at home to make sure the furnace fires up.
If you have a high-efficiency furnace with venting out the wall, like a PVC plastic venting, you want to make sure that there's no obstructions.
David Oliver owns Oliver Heating and Cooling and says if that vent is blocked, your house will fill with carbon monoxide.
If your heater doesn't turn on, Oliver says it's likely a small issue like dirt in the components creating a bad connection. As for your car, it's smart to pack an emergency bag. Pennsylvania's emergency management director suggests putting additional clothing and outerwear like hat and gloves, as well as bottled water, snacks, and a collapsible snow shovel in your trunk. Well, we're being encouraged to smush as many spotted lantern flies as possible, and now you can get credit for your kills. A Villanova father and his two sons have developed an app to track the carnage.
They let them see, and myself, quite honestly, something from the very kernel of an idea through the actual build, and now to have people actually using the app. It's just been a great experience for all of us.
Brad Line credits his two sons, Grayson and Nolan, for coming up with the idea as he drove them to summer camp. Line has a background in IT. He and his boys developed the app Squisher. The app lets users upload pictures and tracks their kills with GPS location data. So far, the Pennsylvania and Maryland Departments of Agriculture are working with Line.
I think the lantern flies in five or six states now. I'm hopeful that I can get this data to each of the states. Departments of Agriculture.
The app is still in its early stages. It's only available on iPhone, but they are working on an Android version. Well, the Eagles fell to the Vikings yesterday in Minnesota, 38-20. Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, says once again, it was the secondary that struggled the most.
I mean, you were dealing with Kirk Cousins, who is a good quarterback, but they made him look like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning at their peak. But the fact of the matter is it was a very, very frustrating game for Eagles fans to watch or listen to.
Next up for the Birds is Dallas on Sunday night. While the Cowboys are 0-3, it may seem like a good time to play our rivals. Merrill says the Eagles really need to focus on improving themselves.
Unless the Eagles can improve their problems right now, it's not going to be an easy time in Dallas. Cowboys are now, they're coming off of three straight losses. So they are wounded, and they're going to be playing this game with an air of desperation.
Kickoff is Sunday at 8:20 in Dallas. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.